The frustrating thing is, it's not particularly hard to tell the difference. So there's no reason why the individual who's tasked with that search or that clearance task or that disposal task in the field, why they can't report one in one category and the other in another. It's relatively easy to tell the difference. And in terms of a training requirement, we're talking a few days, if that, on top of their existing training, and ideally no extra training at all. They should be aware. It's more a habit that we've got into over many years where everything is reported as UXO. And potentially that's linked to a feeling that UXO is believed to have a higher risk than AXO, so it's maybe more attractive to report it as UXO. It's not necessarily the case, and it you know, all explosives pose a very high risk. So it's more about habit and changing awareness. It's a little bit about training, but if there was a collective will to do so, it wouldn't be a huge challenge.